Thank you, Tracy, for that beautiful prayer.
Amen.
As always, I want to thank our friend. He said, don't mess with him, so. Our friend, Deacon Green, who keeps us abreast of our pastor, Reverend Armstrong, and the Amen. First family, and abreast of you, Shiloh. It is always so good to get good news by way of Deacon Green that Shiloh is doing well.
Amen.
You see, and I'm going to do what I've been called to do. You see, whenever we get an invitation to come this way, you know, you need to be in our house during that time. Whether it's 2 weeks or 2 months that we get notified, I'm like the teenagers, it's on in our house. You know, there's a lot of secrecy. There's a lot of laughter. There is some intimidation. But I've got good news for you, Shiloh. You remember on last year, I told you that he constantly asked me, what are you going to preach? What are you going to preach? He didn't ask me that this year. He asked me another question. This year, he constantly asked me, you got your sermon ready? You got your sermon ready? It's on in our house. When we get an invitation to come to Shiloh, things just change in our house. But we're yet grateful that God has been so good. If you join me in a moment of prayer, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, God, for how you've just been so good. We ask, God, that at this time that you decrease me and increase your presence, God, that we, your people, will hear a word from you. Amen. You're going to find me reading this morning. For those of you that have your Bibles or your iPads or your iPhones or however you get to the scriptures, we're reading from John, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 15th verse. And it reads as thus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Go ahead and take your seats. I'm going to use for my topic this morning, He Still Loves Me. And considering where we are and who we're talking about, I know that you know who he is. You see, it seems in this day and time that it is about trying to prove to others how great we are, how perfect our lives are, how successful we are, how well our children are doing, who our spouse is, and even how much we are worth. Well, it appears that there are those of us who believe that the more we are worth, whether it's our social standards or our financial status, that it puts us in a realm of being perfect.
All right.
But perfect to whom? Some people think that they love others because of what those people do for them or how they make them feel. But you see, God shows us that true love has nothing to do with what you and I can do for him, but has everything to do with what he can do for us. For you see, we are merely pebbles on a beach when it comes to the greatness of God. It's our job as God's ambassadors to help someone understand that regardless of who we are, what we've done, and even where we've been, that he still loves me.
Yeah.
You see, God's love is overwhelming, and for one of us to try and tackle the depth of this love in only one message is impossible. There's so much in the Bible that the Bible has to say about the love of God that I doubt anyone can come close to fully comprehending it. Yet we must try. We must try to understand that by reaching toward a star, we may call attention to it and even indicate the direction that one must look. And so today I stretch my heart toward the love of God so that we may be encouraged to look up and hold on. Amen. And in our holding on that we may have hope. Shallow God doesn't love us only when we're good enough. He doesn't love us only when we're smart enough. Not even when we're religious enough. Or even when we're anything enough. God loves us just because of, but rather in spite of. You see, the more perfect we like to think that we are, then the better we think people are going to love us. It doesn't seem to matter anymore that we're serving not man, but serving God. You see, I've come to realize that it's only God that we have to prove our worthiness to. It is only God that we have to be the best that we can be. And it is only to God that we owe everything. You see, the Bible never expects us to be perfect. It never expected us to be faultless. Nowhere in the Holy Writ have I found it that it even suggests that we can get through life without making mistakes. Nowhere does it teach us that by some chance occurrence, somebody might get all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted. I've come to let you know this morning that that's just not going to happen. You see, believe it or not, the Bible is realistic. In other words, the Bible is real. And if you can believe anything, you can believe what the Bible says. You see, the Bible doesn't even suggest that we can live a perfect life. But rather, it states that all have sinned and come short of his glory. All, without exception. That means you and you and me. All have sinned. I don't know who I've come to talk to this morning, but I've come to let you know that he still loves you. Even in our imperfections, he still loves you and me. Well, you see, he made provisions for us to make mistakes. Read down there in Matthew 18 and 22. He says, I'll forgive you 70 times, sir. You see, he has not erased our future just because of our past. But while the Bible doesn't suggest that we cannot be flawless, it does tell us that perfection means to be all that we can be. Be all that we can be in the will of God. You see, the Bible even tells us that we can be made into something glorious and wonderful. You see, I'm reminded of the song right here. Please be patient with me, because God is not through with me yet. You see, to grow and become developed in the Word of God, striving for perfection. You see, perfection means doing what God has designed us to do. Not what somebody else is doing, not what somebody else has done, but we must focus on what God has designed us to be. You see, right here, I'm going to get out of the box a little bit. Because you see, I'm reminded of a secular song. A song, come on now, somebody been reminded, know these secular songs. The song from Sly and the Family Stone. You see, and the song simply said, thank you for letting me be myself again. See, I know that I can't be what God has called you to be. And you can't be what God has called me to be. You see, I don't want to be like Mike. I'm striving every day to be what God has designed me to be. And when I mess up, he still loves me. You see, his only desire is to show us his love. And to draw us into a love relationship with him. He didn't come into this world in order to rebuke you. He came to rescue you. He didn't come into this world to criticize you, but he came to cleanse you. He didn't come into this world to punish you, but he came to pardon you. He didn't come into this world to destroy you, but he came to deliver you. You see, when I look back over my life, I just have to wonder how I made it over. Then I remember I made it over because he still loves me. I don't know who I've come to talk to this morning. I don't know who I've come to help this morning. But one thing that I do know is that when you are at your lowest low, he still loves you. Even when you're in a situation that you don't recognize yourself, he still loves you. He still loves me. Someone may ask the question, how do you know, Sister Branch? I know because the Bible tells me so. You see, even with all of our technological smarts, we still need to know that somebody loves us. You see, he loves me when he tells me to go right and I go wrong. He loves me, tells me to move forward, and I move back. He loves me when he tells me to speak, and I keep silent. Jesus loves me. He loves me so much that he gives me chance after chance after chance. You see, and still, in spite of myself, he still loves me. How do you know he loves you, Charlene? Because early in the morning, he sends me a sunrise. Early in the springtime, he sends me the flowers. And when I need to talk to him, he answers my call. How do you know that he loves you? Because the Bible tells me so. Every time I look at my paycheck and then I look at my bills, I know he loves me. I know he loves me. I still got a roof on my head. I still got food on my table. I still got clothes to wear. And the most important thing, I can still tell him, thank you. I know that he still loves me. Every now and then, I just can't help myself. I have to tell somebody, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, woo, he's strong. Jesus loves me. You see, if I could sing, I'd sing the song, Love Overboard. Y'all know the song. Y'all know the song by Gladys Knight. You see, I'd sing that song, Love Overboard, to help me solidify how good it makes me feel when I talk about Jesus. You see, when I walk daily in the goodness of Jesus, I can say that he truly loves me. Somebody might ask the question, how do you know? Well, I tell you, because his love has gone overboard more than I deserve. You know, I know he loves me because he keeps me in my right mind. Even what I say, when I say stuff, it doesn't make sense. I know he loves me because he protects me from seen and unseen things.
Yeah.
I know he loves me
because
he guides my footsteps when I have no clue of where I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, I know he loves me because his love just keeps giving and giving and giving until my cup runneth over.
Yeah.
You see, I'm like Gladys Knight. If I could sing that song, I'd tell you that all my friends keep telling me I need to let him go. But I can't let him go because his love has just been so good to me. I can't let him go because his love is so sweet to me. I just can't help myself. I go when I don't feel like going. I go if I have to go by myself. I'll go if my family don't go with me. I'll go when you've done me wrong. I'm just gonna go. And then one of my friends say, why do you love him? I love him because he first loved me. I'm going to do whatever God tells me to do. I'm going to go wherever God tells me to go. I'm going to say whatever God tells me to say. Because his love just goes overboard. He keeps right on blessing me. You see, the more he does, and the more he does, is just the more he does. I know he loves me. I know he still loves me. Because his love is present all the time. You see, because he loves you and me, he's made a place a better place.
Yes.
A place where there's no more sickness. A place where there's no more dying. A place where there's no more goodbyes. A place where there's no sadness. A place where we can just love him. Love him all day long. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. You see, a preacher by the name of Preacher Skidmore, he once wrote, there is evidence all over the Bible that Jesus loves me. And if I had to reassure you this morning that it's all over the Bible, I tell you to take your Bible, turn and read Galatians 2 and 20, where it says, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me. And then I tell you to read Revelations 1 and 5, unto him that loved us. And then if I had to give you more assurance, I tell you to read John 15 and 9. As the Father had loved me. And then go on and read John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world. When we're overcome with the struggles of life, we just need to remind ourselves about Daniel in the lion's den. God loved him so much that he gave him peace in the midst of danger. He will give you peace. Think about the three Hebrew boys in that fiery furnace. Jesus loved them so much that he didn't let any harm come to them. You see, God will be your purifying station. Think about Moses and Israel being trapped at the Red Sea. God loved them so much that he made a way out of no way. Have you ever been in a situation where you couldn't find your way? He will be the light unto your path. When I think about how good God has been to me, I think about how my friends turned out not to be my friends. I think about how my family turned their backs on me. I think about the wrong I've done. I think about the places I've been. When I look back over my life and I see how good God has been to me, I just want to stop, take my time, and tell him thank you. He still loves me. He still loves me. You know, there's something about the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
One songwriter put pen and paper and said it's the sweetest name I know. Anybody hear it shallow with me this morning? Anybody know about the name Jesus? I'm about ready to take my leave now, but I want to share with you a TV story that I used to watch a long time ago. The story was called, TV story was called Kojak. There was a star on that show. Somebody know about it. The star on the show was named Telly Savalas. And one of his trademark lines was, "Who loves you, baby?" See, if Telly were here this morning and he spoke to that single mother, struggling, trying to feed her children, not knowing how she was going to make it from month to month, I believe she'd tell him, "He still loves me." And I believe if Telly was here this morning and he talked to that drunk that made it home safe from last night party, I guess he'd tell you, "He still loves me." If you had a patient from the hospital where the doctors had turned their heads, told them there was nothing else they could do, he'd tell Stella, "He still loves me." If you were a client in the courtroom where you just received a not guilty verdict, he'd tell you, "He still loves me." And then if Telly went into the classroom, asked that student who has to work a part-time job, study late in the night, and just got news that he just passed his final test, he'd tell you that he still loves me. We know God loves us. We know that he still loves us. We know that he will forever, ever love us. Why? Because he said so. Shallow this morning, I can ask you the question, who loves you, baby? Can you say he still loves me? I know that he still loves me. Before I take my leave, I'm reminded of a song that's famous by the Fighting Temptations. I can't sing, but I can say the words. The words go, "It took me a while, but I'm finally here." I just want to make this crystal clear. See, I want to make it crystal clear so you don't misunderstand me when I tell you that he still loves me. The song goes on to say, "I've been picked out to be picked on, but you know that doesn't even bother me, because they picked on the three Hebrew boys. See, I've been talked about out of my friend's mouth. I've been down till he turned me around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy, because I ain't good enough by your standards, but he still loves me. It doesn't matter to him that I ain't no superstar. The spotlight ain't shining on me, because I'm good enough that he still loves me." And then the song said, "I used to wake up some days, wish I'd stayed asleep, because when I went to bed, I was on top of the world, and now the world's on top of me." You see, Shiloh, it's hard when you're trying to do the right thing, because everybody's got an opinion. They don't care if it hurts me, but he still loves me. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah. Somebody ask a question. How do you know somebody's still not convinced that I know he still loves me? Somebody still wants to know. How do you know that he still loves me? I know he still loves me. Because one day he picked me up. He put running in my feet. He put forgiveness in my heart. He put joy down on the inside. And when my heart was broken, he put a smile on my face. And if that ain't enough good news, I want to tell you how I know. You see, I haven't always had the best thoughts, but he looked beyond my faults. I haven't always gone to the right places, but one day he ordered my footsteps. I've said some things that I should not have said, but soon he gave me a song of praise. How do you know that he loves you? I asked my mama one day, how do you know that he loves you? She looked at me and she simply said, because the Bible tells me so. You see, it doesn't matter what you're going through.
All right.
Even if it seems like there's no out,
all right,
he still loves you.
Yeah.
If everyone has turned their back on you, he still loves you.
Yeah.
You see, if he's done anything for you this morning,
come on,
you ought to just wave your hand.
Yeah.
You ought to just wave your hand. If he's done anything for you this morning, you ought to tell him thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn and look at your neighbor.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Turn and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
yeah,
even in my mess, he still loves me. Now turn and look at your other neighbor. Say, neighbor,
yeah,
even though I don't deserve it,
deserve
he still loves me.
Still loves
God bless you.
Amen.